Hi everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Sam.
So yesterday we introduced a guy by the name of Jesus Trapero.
Okay, he's from Spain, but he came to Taiwan in 2006.
A long time ago. Now at first, he was curious about the culture and wanted to learn Chinese so he could talk to girls. Fair enough.
Soon, however, he took an interest in Chinese medicine, philosophy, and other things about the culture here in Taiwan.
And that point, the language became to him like a mystery that had to be solved. So he became fluent in Chinese and he can also speak Taiwanese.
Okay, Jesus Trapero has a YouTube channel.
Which is cool. The videos he posts there are very different. They started out as a way for him to teach Spanish, but now most of the videos are in Chinese.
Okay, in today's article, we'll find out what we can see in Trapero's videos.
Yep, let's read through part two of the article.
Reading.
Learning about Taiwanese culture with Jesus Trapero. Trapero's YouTube channel is special because it interests both locals and foreigners. In many videos, Trapero dresses up in costumes and plays different roles. At the end of his videos, Trapero usually leaves time to answer viewer questions. This allows his followers to connect with him and share their opinions. One of his most famous videos is called Stationers. It discusses his experience visiting stationery stores in Taiwan. Unlike most countries, Taiwan's stationery stores have a large variety of items for sale. Trapero can spend hours looking at the pretty colored pens and cute toys in these shops. He jokes that whenever he goes, he ends up buying way too many things. Trapero plans to stay in Taiwan for a long time. He loves discovering things about Taiwanese culture that many locals are unaware of. When Trapero isn't busy working on his channel, he likes to spend his time communicating with locals. So, if you see him on the streets, be sure to say hello. You might even learn something new and unusual about Taiwanese culture.
So the article begins by saying, Trapero's YouTube channel is special because it interests both locals and foreigners.
Okay, next the article says, in many videos, Trapero dressed up in costumes and plays different roles.
Yeah, he dresses up in costumes. To dress up means to put on interesting or unusual clothes, which often means a costume. C-O-S-T-U-M-E, costume. And a costume is clothes that make you look like someone different, maybe someone famous or someone very different from who you are. You would dress up in a costume at Halloween, for example.
Okay, dress up 呢就是打扮的意思哦。那打扮呢就是一定要比日常生活更华丽一点呢。可能呢比方说是要去特殊的场合或是要去一个 party。你可以说呢 dressed up as 谁或者是呢 dressed up as 什么东西哦。例如呢 dressed up as Nicki Minaj, 打扮成了 Nicki Minaj 的样子。那像课文That's my costume.
That's your outfit.
Yes. 那像课文这边呢他说 dressed up in costume, 穿上特别的服装。Costume 呢就是像是比方说我们刚刚讲 Halloween, 万圣节的时候呢你要打扮成妖魔鬼怪你就要穿上这个特别的服装。I will put on costumes when it's Halloween. 万圣节的时候呢我会穿上特别的服装。And you'd often wear a costume to play a role.
Yeah, that's right. We better look at the word role, R-O-L-E, role. This is an actor's part in a play or in a film or even a short video, like the role of Romeo in the play Romeo and Juliet. We can also use the word role to mean the part played by a person in a situation, like in a business. For example, John will play a big role in this project.
OK, role 这个字呢就是角色的意思，扮演什么角色呢，我们用动词 play。 那呢刚刚 Pat 已经讲到非常多次了，这个 role 这个字呢你也可以用 part 这个名词来代换，是一样的意思。那呢除了表示戏剧的角色呢，也可以指在这个事件或者这个组织里面扮演什么样的角色，这样子的用法。比方说呢 plays an important role 或是 plays an important part， 在这个事件里面扮演非常重要的角色。那课文呢这边就是说呢，这个 Tarpero 呢他会扮角色扮演呢，好像我们说 cosplay，这个 cost 呢就是我们刚刚说的 costume 的意思。OK, the article also says that at the end of his video, Trapello usually leaves time to answer viewers' questions.
Yeah, that's really cool. He answers viewer questions. So a viewer, V-I-E-W-E-R, viewer is someone who views or watches something. So right now, you guys are viewers. You are viewing us.Now, why does he leave time to answer questions from viewers? That would be like us. Maybe you email us a question and we answer it as part of these videos. And that's what he does. But why? Well, our article says this allows his followers to connect with him and share their opinions. Now, we have a whole bunch of words to look at in this sentence. And the first one is follower. Jesus Trapero has followers.This word is spelled F-O-L-L-O-W-E-R, follower. And a follower is a person who follows, which means watches or supports or is a regular viewer of something. Sports teams have followers.
Yes.
You could see what they do, go see their games, check their scores. And if you become more of a follower, you become a fan. Okay, it's like a follower is interested, a fan is crazy about it.Now, you could also be a follower of an author or a singer or a type of movie. Now, these days, follower has the extra meaning that you follow somebody on Facebook, Instagram or Twitter, meaning you get to see all of their posts and you get regular updates from the person you follow about what they're doing.
OK, follow 呢你可能知道就是跟随的意思，例如呢 follow me 跟着我。那呢现在呢你有在用社群软体，就叫 follow， 现在还有另外一个意思就叫做追踪哦。你可以呢看到他的每一条推文，每一条 po 文哦。那呢所以 follower 呢就翻译为支持者的意思，比方说像刚刚说像是歌手会有啊，电影演员会有啊，运动队友会有这个支持者，就是呢你 follow 他，你常常呢关注他的讯息。那呢如果你是一个 fans， 就是呢你是比 follower 还要更热烈一点的，更有爱哦，你就是他的粉丝了。 OK, we also need to look at the word connect.
That is right, OK, because he connects with his followers. So connect is spelled C-O-N-N-E-C-T, connect. It's a verb and it means to join together in order to have some kind of communication and also to form a kind of relationship. So people who ask Trapero questions that he then answers feel like they are having a conversation with him, rather than they're just kind of watching him on the computers, okay? So it's like there's some kind of back and forth. Therefore, they connect.
OK, connect 呢就是连接的意思，例如呢 connect to the internet， 连接到网络的意思。那在课文这边的 connect 就是指这个人与人的连接，表示呢有互动有关系，或者是呢你认识他，这个就是一个 connect。 那 connect 的名词呢就是 connection， 刚刚说呢我们说 connect 表示连接，所以呢 connection 呢如果是指人与人呢，就表示这两个人之间有关系啦。 OK, the man was brought to the police station due to his connection with the victim.
Good.
这个人呢因为还被害人有关系呢，所以他就被带回警局去了。 OK, and the last word from the sentence to look at is opinion.
Yeah, the viewers have their opinions and they talk about their opinions with Trapero. Your opinion, and this is spelled O-P-I-N-I-O-N, opinion, this is what you think about something. Now in this case, it's about his videos themselves or about the things he talks aboutin his videos. It's what you think. The viewers might agree with what he says about Taiwanese culture or not. Whether you agree or not, both of these are opinions.
OK, opinion 呢我们中文就说意见哦。那表达意见呢你可能会说，比方说I think that 这样子，我觉得怎么样。那呢下次呢你就可以把它代换为，你可以说 in my opinion 觉得怎么样，表示呢我的意见。那呢不管同意不同意呢，只要是你的想法呢，你就可以用 opinion 用这个 动这个名词来表示。 Okay, now it's time to find out about some of the videos.
Yeah, let's get into that right now. The article says one of his most famous videos is called Stationers. Okay, stationers are people or shops that sell stationery, which we're going to look at in the next sentence.
Okay, the article says it discusses his experiences visiting stationery stores in Taiwan.
Yeah, so here it is, the word stationery. It's spelled S-T-A-T-I-O-N-E-R-Y. Okay, that E-R-Y is important. It's easy to make a spelling mistake and put A-R-Y.
Ah, yes.
Stationery with A-R-Y just means you're standing still. Stationery with E-R-Y is a noun, and it's things like pens, pencils, notebooks, erasers, and so on. Okay, and so it's all the things you need to write with to go to school with. And remember that a stationer's is a shop or a person that sells stationery.
Okay, stationery 呢，注意它的拼法，这个字呢就是指文具，例如呢像是笔啊、铅笔、笔记本、橡皮擦这些呢，我们都可以叫做 stationery。所以呢，他说呢，这个 stationery 就是指文具店或者是这个卖文具的这个人哦。所以呢 ，the article says that unlike most countries, Taiwan stationery stores have a large variety of items for sale.
Yeah, there's a load of things you can buy when you go to these places. It's kind of fun. You can just walk around there. Now we saw they sell a variety of things. The word variety is spelled V-A-R-I-E-T-Y, variety, and it's used to mean that there are lots of different things of a certain type. So a restaurant might have a variety of food, a person might like a variety of music, and these shops have a variety of items, so lots of different kinds of pens, lots of notebooks, lots of erasers, and so on.
Okay, variety 这个字呢，就是很多元、很多样化。那呢，我们会说 a variety of 什么东西，表示呢有很多不同的种类，很多元、很多样化。那刚刚 Pat 举例说呢 ，he likes a variety of music， 他呢喜欢很多种类不一样的音乐。Okay， 那你也可以说呢 ，he likes many different kinds of music。Kind 呢就是表示种类的意思，那一样的意思就是说呢，很多不同种类、很多元的。Okay， 那课文里面呢，就是说台湾的文具店里面有很多不同种类的东西。This is why the article says Trapello can spend hours looking at the pretty colored pens and cute toys in these shops.
Yeah, there are loads of things there. We also find out that he jokes that whenever he goes to a stationer's, he ends up buying way too many things. To end up doing something means to do something in the end. And note that we follow it with the V-I-N-G form of the verb. So end up doing, end up buying, end up going, and so on.
Okay, end 这个字就是结局的意思。例如你看电影最后都会写 the end， 就是呢已经结束了。那所以呢，我们当做动词讲说 end up 就表示呢最后怎么样。注意到呢，我们 end up 后面呢要加上 V-I-N-G。那呢一样用 end up 呢结束怎么样，最后怎么样，你也可以说呢，比方说 finish up 结束的时候怎么样了，或者是呢你可以用这个副词 finally 最后发生了什么事情。The article then talks about what the future holds for Jesus Trapero.
Yes, it says Trapero plans to stay in Taiwan for a long time.
Okay. Next it says he loves discovering things about Taiwanese culture that many locals are unaware of.
Yeah, if you are unaware, U-N-A-W-A-R-E, unaware of something, you don't know about it, or you just don't really notice it, you haven't noticed it around. For example, you might be unaware of what your teachers do in their free time.
Yeah. Okay, aware 呢就是有察觉，有感觉到的。比方说呢，我们举个例子， he is aware of the fact that no one talks to him.
Oh.
他有察觉到没有人跟他说， probably because he is like a fierce face or something. Okay, 那这边呢 unaware 我们在前面加上 un 呢，就是相反的，没有察觉，没有知觉，不知道的意思。 Okay, I was unaware that it's getting dark. 啊、oh, 抓宝抓得太认真，都没有注意到天已经要黑的。 Okay, next the article says when Trapello isn't busy working on his channel, he likes to spend his time communicating with locals.
That's right. Now the verb communicate is spelled C-O-M-M-U-N-I-C-A-T-E, communicate, and it means to share information, news, or ideas with people either by speaking or by writing. So by talking or chatting in one way or another, like we are communicating with you now.
Okay, communicate 呢中文就翻译为沟通哦。例如呢 ，I'm trying to communicate with my boss， 我试着呢要和我老板来沟通或是交流的意思，也可以用 communicate。例如我们课文这边的例子就是交流的意思。那这个字的名词呢 ，communication 一样呢可以翻译为沟通。例如像呢履历啊，你要改履历上面可以写说呢，I'm good at communication with clients、嗯。OK， 我很擅长呢和客户沟通。So traveler will always try to talk with townies people. That's why our article says so. If you see him on the streets, be sure to say hello.
Yep, and it finishes by saying you might even learn something new and unusual about Taiwanese culture.
Okay, that's the end of the article, so it's time for our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So today's question is, if you had a YouTube channel, what would you talk about?Is it video games?
Yeah, it's video games, yeah, and probably my daily life.
Really?
Yeah, because、okay. I play games every day.
Oh, okay. Would you put, do you do, like, you could put speedruns or other games?
Yeah, I'm trying to, but I haven't done it yet.
Okay.
Maybe in the future.
Cool.
And what about you, Pat?
I would probably make videos about the books that I'm working on, or I could tell people, like, what I'm writing about,、
okay.
what new ideas I have, or what new books or stories might come out.Also, my wife has the idea of making lots of videos about our children when、
okay.
we have them. Not quite yet.
Not quite yet.
She's made a few videos of me cooking.
Okay.
But I'm not really good enough to be the next Jamie Oliver or anything like that. I、
yeah.
don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.、yeah, I think videos of kids is probably going to be the main one.
Yes, yes.
Just kind of see what they're、
yeah.
doing, what they're up to, having fun
with them. You can cook with
the
kids?
When they're old enough, I don't want、yeah. to get in any accidents with them. Okay, well, that is all the time we have for today. Thank you for watching, everybody, for English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Sam.
Nice、Bye-bye. To see you. Bye-bye.
Learning about Taiwanese culture with Jesus Trapero. Trapero's YouTube channel is special because it interests both locals and foreigners. In many videos,Trapero dresses up in costumes and plays different roles. At the end of his videos, Trapero usually leaves time to answer viewer questions. This allows his followers to connect with him and share their opinions. One of his most famous videos is called Stationers. It discusses his experience visiting stationery stores in Taiwan.Unlike most countries, Taiwan's stationery stores have a large variety of items for sale. Trapero can spend hours looking at the pretty colored pens and cute toys in these shops. He jokes that whenever he goes, he ends up buying way too many things. Trapero plans to stay in Taiwan for a long time. He loves discovering things about Taiwanese culture.That many locals are unaware of. When Trapero isn't busy working on his channel, he likes to spend his time communicating with locals. So, if you see him on the streets, be sure to say hello. You might even learn something new and unusual about Taiwanese culture.
Vocabulary Review. Role. Ian got the role he wanted in the movie as the leader of a group of soldiers. Follower. The religious leader has many followers who listen to him speak and buy his books.Connect. Thanks to the internet, it's easy for us to connect with people all over the world. Opinion. After watching the new movie, my friends and I shared our opinions about it. Variety. The market has a variety of meats, fruits and vegetables for people to choose from. Communicate. Few people communicate by sending letters these days. Most use instant messages instead.